a reef out in the sea. Perhaps there aren't any grown-ups anywhere. The fat boy looked startled. There was that pilot, but he wasn't in the passenger cabin. He was up in front. The fair boy was peering at the reef through screwed-up eyes. All them other kids, the fat boy went on. Some of them must have got out. They must have, mustn't they? The fair boy began to pick his way as casually as possible toward the water. He tried to be offhand and not too obviously uninterested, but the fat boy hurried after him. Aren't there any grown-ups at all? I don't think so. The fair boy said this solemnly, but then the delight of a realized ambition overcame him. In the middle of the scar, he stood on his head and grinned at the reversed fat boy. No grown-ups! The fat boy thought for a moment. That pilot. The fair boy allowed his feet to come down and sat on the steamy earth. He must have flown off after he dropped us. He couldn't land here, not in a place with wheels. We was attacked. He'll be back all right. The fat boy shook his head. When we was coming down, I looked through one of them windows. I saw the other part of the plane. There were flames coming out of it. He looked up and down the scar. And this is what the cabin done. The fair boy reached out and touched the jagged end of a trunk. For a moment, he looked interested. What happened to it? He asked. Where's it got to now? That storm dragged it out to sea. It wasn't half dangerous with all them tree trunks falling. There must have been some kids still in it.
Okay, so we've met two boys whose plane crashed on the island. They've obviously just gotten there because they're looking around, trying to figure out what happened. It sounds like the island is pretty wild and overgrown because the boys are having trouble moving around. Those creeper things they're talking about are probably vines. I wasn't sure what the boys meant by a scar in the jungle until the overweight kid said the cabin had made it. He must have been talking about the cabin of the plane, and the scar is the damage it did when it crashed to the ground. It's interesting. Humans have just arrived on this island for maybe the first time ever, and already they're causing lots of damage. Let's keep reading from the top of page 9.